The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We're thrilled to have folks from Berkshire Theater Group on the program this week. David Atkins, the Artistic Director of Education and Training, and Kathy Jo Grover, the Artistic Associate of Education and the Queen. I call you the Queen.
The queen.
The queen of BTG in many ways. Welcome.
Fun. Thank you.
Lots
Thank
going you on. Us. Everyone always says, you know, what's going on at the theaters in Pittsfield and the Berkshires, and there's really no off season anymore. There's no shoulder season as there used
sure
to be.
Isn't. It keeps on going.
It just keeps on going. So the summer season is almost upon us, which is obviously the biggest season of all. But lots of cool stuff in the works, including Matilda.
Yes. Very coming upon us very fast. Now.
Very fast.
Coming up April 25th through the 27th. So.
And lots of actors from around the county involved in Matilda. Talk about Matilda.
Matilda has been kind of in the works for several years. When I first got to BTG as the Artistic Director of Education and Training, the first thing I said to Keijo was, give me a list of plays that you would like to do. And she said, Matilda.
Awesome.
So it's been on our list for a couple of years. Of course, at the time we were doing Moana, and then we did Frozen, and they were all, you know, big hits. But this one really fell into place, and we've really embraced the material, and we have how many kids right now?
56. There are 56 children in the cast.
God bless you.
Elementary and high school kids.
Middle school kids,
and, we're really having a great time, and the set is up on the stage.
Which is very exciting, yes.
And that changes everything.
Yes, yeah.
Makes it real, right?
For sure, yes. Last night we said we're going to have our first run-through today, and the kids cheered. I mean, it was really so wonderful to see them just so engaged and ready to help make this fly.
Yeah, it is something. And people in the Berkshires, even parents and kids involved in Matilda, don't realize how special this is. I mean, it's not everywhere that something like this is available for kids. This is like Broadway theater like.
It's really true. And it's one of the qualities of our particular production, our spring production, is that we give them a chance to really see what a professional setting is like. So we have our professional designers doing the costumes and the sets and the lighting and the projections and the sound. And it's really a top-notch
support team. Yeah.
And it really lifts the whole show up in a way that I think the kids really appreciate and get a lot out of.
Yeah, definitely. I think kids, well, Kathy Jo, you've been around this for years and years, and
indeed,
I think kids, it changes their lives.
It does. It really does. You can see it. And they get, I mean, the enthusiasm is off the charts. They're so excited to be there. They, I mean, a lot of them have come from some of the programs that we do in the schools. And, you know, I'll go into an after school class at one of the middle schools, and that's what those kids are talking about. Like, you know, what did you do over your weekend? Oh, well, I got to see the set. And, you know what I mean? It's, they're very, very invested in it, which is really great to see.
And one of the beautiful things is that Keijo is kind of our recruiter in a lot of ways. She really brings in kids from, you know, areas that we might not necessarily always reach.
And it's the exposure that then all those kids go shouting from the rooftops to their friends and family, like, go to the Colonial Theater to see Matilda. But also, it's such a cool place. Go check out the other things. So the word of mouth advertisement from those kids is invaluable.
Yes, and they actually are also very good recruiters. They will encourage their friends to come. They'll say, you got to be here with us. You know, it's great. You're going to love it. And then more of them come through the door.
So more and more and more and more. 56, yes. I can't believe
it. We had more than 100 audition.
Yeah.
So we're working on finding a way to have 100 kids on stage again.
Yes.
Oh, God bless.
Someday.
Yeah, you might need a little more. Right. I call you
manpower.
The circus tamers.
People power.
There. So we're talking about Matilda happening at the Colonial Theater, Berkshire Theater Group's The Colonial Theater, Friday, April 25th through Sunday, the 27th. There's a show Friday at 7, Saturday at 12 and 5, and Sunday at 12. Tickets are very reasonable, and all of them are available at berkshiretheatergroup.org or in person at the box office. It's lovely to go to the box office and talk to someone in person and look at the map. Oh, where can I sit? And they can tell you. It's just... I highly recommend if you're in Pittsfield and can go to the box office to get any tickets. It's a great experience. So Matilda Jr. And for those that don't know, what is Matilda about?
Well, it's a great story. It's written by Roald Dahl, and it's about a girl who is faced with great challenges, and by using her intellect and imagination and creativity and hard work and with the help of her friends, she's able to overcome the challenges that have been presented to her. So in a way, it's like a lot of the great stories, Moana, Frozen. It's young people rising to a challenge that they're faced with and
conquering it by being a team.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Through teamwork.
It's a great story, it's a musical.
It's
a musical. The kids came in, they knew every single song, which was really fun to see. And,
There's some good storyline in all of these, as Berkshire Theater Group does a great job when they pick their plays of kind of time-worthy, valuable lessons in all of them. And Matilda is the star of the play, but she rises up with her friends and the crazy Miss Trunchbull is the character that is the headmistress. And lots of what also happens in these plays is you don't realize you know the music from the play until you hear it.
Right.
And everyone says, oh, I know that song. Mm-hmm. Of course you know that song because you remember that you saw the show or the movie or whatever it was. Matilda Jr., the musical, is at Berkshire Theater Group's Colonial Theater on Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 27th, berkshiretheater.org. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org.
Yes. No, I think it's just BerkshireTheater.org. You do have to spell it T-H-E-A-T-R-E at the end.
I just went through a document and changed all the E-R's to R-E's,
to R-E's
recently. It's good stuff. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR and WSBR 89.7 in Pittsfield and 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We have the folks from Berkshire Theater Group on this week, David Atkins and Kathy Jo Grover, talking about all the cool stuff happening at Berkshire Theater Group's Colonial Theater and more. Matilda Jr. is the one top of mind because it's only a couple of weeks away, Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 27th, but lots of other action happening always. Kathy Jo, you want to talk about the Magic Treehouse?
Sure. So we are very lucky that we get to work with Mary Pope Osborne, who writes the Magic Treehouse books, and her team every year to take one of those that had been turned into a play by that team and take it out as our elementary school touring production. So that's middle and high school age kids performing, and we go to all the elementary schools, not just in Pittsfield, not just most of the ones in the county, but we've traveled to Vermont and Connecticut and over towards Boston. And that's a really important piece of what we do. recruiting is certainly part of it, but it's also because the kids in the audience get to really experience live theater, many of them for the first time, and they get to experience it by watching other kids do it. So it sort of opens up a whole world of possibilities for them. The kids, we always do a talk back at the end of it where the kids get to answer questions, and the elementary school kids will ask them all kinds of things.
That's the best part, the talk back.
It often is the best part.
The most entertaining, I should say.
It is. Sometimes, you know, the really little ones aren't really sure what a question is. They'll just tell us things like, you know, that they're cat threw up that morning or whatever, things like that.
Yeah, random facts.
Or that they share a name with somebody in the cast. That's always really exciting. My name's Alex, too. but they ask really interesting things about how they learn what they learn and what is that made of and how does that work. And that's really fun for them. And almost every time we will get someone who will say, can I do this? And the answer is yes. Yes, you can.
Yes.
So we're doing the Pirates Past Noon right now. We're finishing up. We've been doing it since October. And it's really fun. It's a musical also. And so it's about 38 minutes long. So it really just moves through that story. And the kids have been really enjoying it, both on the stage and in the audience.
And you know, our tour is impacting almost 7,000 children every year.
Yeah.
And another really important component of this is that the Osbournes, Mary Pope and Will Osborne, who adapts the stories into a play, by their very generous support, they provide the book form of the story.
Every
single kid that we're performing in front of gets a copy of the book, and they get a chance to read it in the schools, and it's very, you know, it becomes a part of the curriculum.
Yeah, it's such a great relationship. We're grateful for the Osbournes and all they do for the Berkshires. I mean, they are talking the talk and walking the walk here as residents of Berkshire County the organizations that are a part of their community. So we are very grateful for the Osbournes. And for those listening that want to be a part of Berkshire Theater Group, but they're not sure they want to audition for any of this stuff, there are summer camps available.
Yes, we have, I think, five.
I think it's five.
It's five this year. The first one starts in June sometime, and then I think there's a little break because we usually do the Pittsfield Public Schools summer program, and then there are more camps. And the camps have age ranges, and they're week-long. They're day camps. We start around 8:45 in the morning, and we go to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. One of those camps is a playwriting camp because we do an in-school residency program at a couple of the schools in the county on playwriting, and then we do a camp where they do collaborative playwriting, and it's all of those camps, whether it's the playwriting or the acting camps. We start at the beginning of the week with a bunch of kids we've not maybe met, maybe haven't. And by the end of the week, we have chosen or written a play, rehearsed it, and are performing it by Friday.
Yeah,
so it's a whirlwind.
Cool.
But it's a really fun camp. And we have snack and we have lunch and we play games and we do a lot of theater, exercises. So it's a fun day for the kids.
And it's a good way to kind of get a first experience with Berkshire Theater Group. And I'm sure a lot of those campers then say, oh, I want to audition for the next.
Oh, yes. There's several of them in Matilda.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's awesome. All of the stuff we're talking about is on Berkshire Theater Group's website, Berkshire Theater with an RE group.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org. You can get tickets to all of the plays that they put on and the performances, but also more information on the summer camps as well. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR and WSBR 89.7 and 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we have David Atkins and Kathy Jo Grover from Berkshire Theater Group on this week to talk all things Berkshire Theater Group. Crazy. So you have Matilda coming up.
Mm-hmm.
In April 25th through the 27th, summer camp, magic treehouse going into the elementary schools, lots of stuff happening. But then there's the quote-unquote summer season for Berkshire Theater Group. The Mousetrap is coming to the Colonial Theater.
It sure is. July 24th through August 17th, and it's a great Agatha Christie that people love that material.
Yeah.
And it's going to be beautifully reimagined by our theater, and I think people are already flocking to the box office.
People are buying tickets already.
Oh,
I went
crazy
on to look at something, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get my act together for the summer because people are already buying tickets.
Yes.
And it doesn't start until July 24th, goes through Sunday. This is the big one at the Colonial Theater for the summer.
Right.
Yes. We also have The Elephant Man at the Unicorn, which starts in May. May 28th.
Yeah, that's earlier.
Yes.
And that goes through June 15th. So, and that also has an amazing ticket sales going on as well.
That is such an intimate theater in Stockbridge. It's very, it's a different experience altogether.
It is.
When you go there in a great way. It's great. You can see something at the Colonial in this huge, majestic theater and then go to the Stockbridge and see something at the Unicorn in this more intimate setting. The Elephant Man is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and it's
that,
a great space for that play.
Yes.
Cool. And then Pink Floyd's The Wall is coming back. This is so funny. So my husband, I drag him to a lot of things at the Colonial and elsewhere just because we do. And he was blown away by this when it came to the Colonial before. It was just such an amazing production and a theatrical concert experience. So it's coming back June 27th and 28th.
Yes, for the weekend. Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Yes, and there will be some kids, as there were the last time. There will be some of our kids involved in that process, too. And one of them is mine.
That's right. Well, and part of our education team.
Yes.
Mike Bortella.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's cool to have Mike involved in all of the things. The kids just look up to him. He's a great mentor.
He sure is.
Thank you.
To have. And he rocked it in this production.
He really did.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He really did.
I was like, is that Mike Bortella or is that someone else? Like, that was a good one. So that is, it's Pink Floyd's The Wall, a theatrical concert experience featuring Beyond the Wall and Michael Bortella, written by, of course, Roger Waters. But it's adapted by Tor Crowder and directed by Greg Santos. And it's exactly what you think it is. It's Pink Floyd's The Wall. And the way that you adapt it, there is a wall. There's a building of the wall. And there's a lot of cool guitar playing. And beyond that is June 27th and June 28th at the Colonial Theater. Again, all of these things we're talking about, you can get tickets at berkshiretheatergroup.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org, or go to the actual box office at the Colonial Theater on South Street and talk to someone live and in person, and they will help you with the tickets as well. I can't believe we're talking about all of these cool summer productions, but it's kind of snowing when we're recording this.
Yeah.
There's flurries. There's flurries outside.
That's been the week.
Which is, it's a little crazy. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR and WSBR 89.7 and 88.1. in Pittsfield and Lee, respectively. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We have David Atkins and Kathy Jo Grover on the show this week for Berkshire Theater Group to talk all things Berkshire Theater Group. Specifically, the one coming up most closely, whatever the word is Matilda. Matilda Jr. is happening Friday through Sunday, Friday, April 25th, and Sunday through Sunday, April 27th. There are four performances. I like how there's something for everyone. 7 p.m. is a little late, 12 p.m., and then Saturday at 5 p.m. If you have younger kids and need to get early, you got something for everyone there, which is awesome. Talk about the process of how you cast these shows, because I am blown away. First, Frozen last year, you couldn't have casted that any better. Everyone on the stage was in the perfect role.
Well, we really, it's a challenge.
It is a challenge.
In a way, first of all, we have so many great kids, and we want to include everyone, which is why our casts keep getting bigger and bigger. And at the same time, when you look at a play, you have to think, do we have the kids who can fill these roles?
Right.
And we're not thinking, do we have the kids who can knock this out of the ballpark? Do we have the right kids who can be presented with the challenge of these roles so that they can be successful?
Right.
It's really important that we see who's ready for the next challenge. And it's tricky.
It is.
It's a lot of fun. But we put hours and hours into not just thinking about what the next play is, but hours and hours of really looking at the kids that we're familiar with. And then we have these auditions where you have people that we've never met before. Mm-hmm. And we love that.
Yeah.
And it's really a whirlwind. And then we spend a good week to 2 weeks trying to figure it out. And
like a puzzle. It's like a puzzle.
It's like putting together a puzzle.
Yeah.
And it is a challenge, though.
Yeah.
It really is a challenge.
Yeah.
I will say we also get very lucky. I mean, a lot of new people walk through the door this year.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were really, you know, we kind of sat back in our seats and went, wow, where did this kid come from? Let's find a place for that kid. Yeah, it's a balance, and we do also try to remember. I mean, we've had kids who've come up through the program for years and years and years, and they can set an example in terms of behavior and work ethic for the younger ones. So that's part of what we incorporate into the casting process as well. But I think
you know, to toot our own horn a little bit here, I think the overwhelming amount of people who are beginning to really come out for these auditions is just, it shows that the kids are putting out the word themselves.
Yeah, word of mouth.
That what we're doing is fun and it really feels valuable to them.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And word of mouth, no matter what anyone says in the advertising and marketing world, word of mouth is the best advertising there is, especially when it comes from a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to their peers about, hey, I just had this amazing experience at the Colonial at Berkshire Theater Group. Come join me for the next round. This audition just came out. And I do think that's how the word is spreading these days of all of the auditions. And the audition process, I said this a little bit earlier, we are so lucky to live in the Berkshires with this cultural mecca that we have around us. The audition process at Berkshire Theater Group and other theaters in the area is so professional. I mean, you do not see other places where, you know, have an audition announcement and you have to prepare this thing. And it's very Broadway like. So I say this to kids all the time, like, you don't realize how lucky we are that we are here in the Berkshires where you're experiencing this at such a young age.
It's true. And, you know, all of our other theater communities, you know, at Shakespeare and Company and Barrington Stage, I mean, we're all filling this niche for these kids and offering different perspectives, which are all valuable. And, you know, it's interesting. We often have kids who they're coming into rehearsal and they've just been at a different rehearsal elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then they're in sports and they're in
choruses.
The Berkshires really offers an amazing amount of opportunity for kids.
Yes.
And I think we can all in our community be very, very proud of that and be proud that we're supporting our youngsters.
Yeah, our future generations. Yes.
And our future audiences.
Yes, absolutely. And there are so many people, so many success stories too, which is inspirational for the kids too. There's people that have come for Berkshire Theater Group and Pittsfield High School that are on Broadway now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also very inspirational and for people
you
to
know
see.
At the same time, I that's really true. It is wonderful to see the successes that come out of our program. At the same time, a friend of mine once said, so you're teaching kids to be actors? And I always say, no, I'm not actually teaching kids to be actors. I'm teaching our next generation of lawyers and doctors and nurses and tradespeople, because what we're teaching is communication skills and discipline and teamwork.
Yeah, I mean, there was, I do these after-school programs in the Pittsfield Public Schools, and I finished a show, a performance, their sessions of a few months, and a girl came up to me, I think she was a seventh grade girl, and she said, I got to tell you, I really think this is helping me in all my classes, because, and that's like the music to my ears right there, because that's really what we're doing. It's not necessarily, it's great to have a couple of kids go to Broadway, but it's also great to have a kid feel like they can stand up in front of their class now and read their essay without freaking out, or they are thinking about things in a different way, or they're thinking about the, you know, the fact that they're a visual artist and that there are ways of using that in the theater community or in other parts of the cultural community here. It's a much broader thing. And sometimes it's also about, which kind of leads me back to Matilda in some ways, it's about finding where you fit and the people that you fit with. And, you know, last year we had two girls graduate. They were buddies. They were very tight. And one of them went on to study theater. And the other one went on to become, to start learning how to be a special agent with the FBI. and it's amazing to watch that. And they still have that bond, and they still support one another, and they went in two very different directions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what they learned from being together and from what we do is how to be successful at those things.
And also to not just be actors, but to look at other parts of the theater,
right,
in the theater business. We have kids who are like, I want to be backstage.
Right.
And
of course, if you look at the theater, it's a complete organism of marketing, box office, finance, design.
Absolutely. It's a business.
It
is.
It has a lot of avenues for kids to pursue.
And in this day and age, too, we have the projections involved in the sound stuff. I mean, there's a lot of it is not computer generated, but it's using computers and figuring out ways of making that part of the production. So it's really, there's a huge variety of skill sets that you use when you make theater, when you put it all together.
But I do like that you're saying, I think that's absolutely true. People are not, all these kids are not going to become actors, but it is going to improve their public speaking and their confidence and their just overall way of life, overall
life
quality of life. So kudos. That's good stuff for sure. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 and 88.1 WTBR and WSBR in Lee. We have a couple of more minutes left here with David and Kathy Jo from Berkshire Theater Group. We can just, I guess, maybe once again go over Matilda. Matilda's coming to the Colonial Theater featuring 56 kids from the community. So the theater will be filled. It is also fun to hear the cries and the squeaks of, that's my sister! You know, all those things in the audience. So go see Matilda. A couple of last sentences about Matilda?
So I have a thing. My vision, if you will, without sounding weird, one of the things that I see in this story is that at the beginning of this story, you have not just Matilda, but a group of kids who are being presented with an image of who they are by external forces, and being kind of told what their value should be on the planet. And as they go through the process of finding each other and making their own decisions and becoming a class and a team and a friend group, they discover their own value for themselves, and they use it to rise up against this, you know, headmistress who's just terrible. She's terrible. She's very entertaining, but she's terrible. And I think that that's a thing that we see with our kids all the time, that I see with kids out in the world, is that when they can find for themselves who they are and what is valuable about them, everything gets better.
That's right.
It's about empowering the next generation.
Yeah.
And there's, in some ways, no better story than that.
And revolting children.
And they do revolt. They revolt.
Well. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Go see Matilda and all of the other great stuff at the Colonial Theater and also Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org to get all of your tickets for the upcoming performances. David and Kathy Jo, thanks so much for all you do in the community from Berkshire Theater Group. We appreciate you and what you do for the kids and beyond in Berkshire County.
Thank you, Jen.
Have a good week, everyone.
Thank you.